You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that. Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Can you believe these characters? Way out of line, way out of line. I have a good mind to go to the warden about this. You know what hurts the most is the lack of respect. You know? That's what hurts the most. Except for the other thing. That hurts the most, but the lack of respect hurts the second most.
Weaver, McKenna, you're free to go.
Ridiculous.
Well, first of all, Mrs. Murphy is owed my...
Brent is the villain, and you're just a hostage. So whenever I'm stepping, cover your head like an ostrich. Groupies been waiting for this, suckers been hating for this. You know why? Cause so many are relating to this. Jealous is how they're feeling intentionally, but then start to love it because I made it eventually. Pumping the music, I keep the music like pumping, cause Ren ain't in it for nothing, I keep the average crowd jumping. Yo, you know the color, the villain's in black. Always down, I make noise and attack, so you better get back. Unless you wanna come with it and make your face like a target and close your eyes when I hit it. You're screaming with fear, but it's with fear that you're screaming. You're waking up in a sweat, cause Ren is giving bad dreams. And I'm not scheming, I'm just telling the facts. That's how it is when a WA starts to jack. So brothers, they wanna scrap with me. That squeezing and sneezing won't last a lap with me. Especially begging to write some lyrics with me. I just snatch your girl to take a nap with me. Cause when it comes to Ren, there's no comparison. And if you try to be me, it's quite embarrassing. But I understand cause you're mentally slow. Cause I can tell from the jump, you're too nervous to go. If it ain't rough, it ain't me. Nate in black, and he's about to attack. If it ain't rough, it ain't me. Let me bust a freestyle then.
I bet.
I can tell that you're afraid to fight me. Simple because you lost the crowd. And they had to invite me because your sweat is a puddle. But they're the puddles of sweat. I'm a threat, so get a cold rag and wipe your neck. And clean the dirt off your face to cause acne. It's ridiculous thinking that you can jack me. This is the round where the punch will go. Until your H-E-A-D that's known as a blow. I'm making a point, but it's a point that I'm making. Like, see, I'm hating the fake and I keep the suckers like shaking. Scared to speak with a thought when they're chosen. The sound of my voice in their ear and they're frozen. This is a battle to the death, it's like the same old. Against a brother on a tip with a cane go. Giving them pain, but it's with pain that I'm giving. But I'm comparing and tearing them, but I'm making a living. With the hype of a 9-volt battery. And the odds for me to conquer, it's averagely good. Meaning I'm a flow. I'm from the streets, so yo, I'm ready to go.
If it ain't rough, it ain't me.
You're in.
Gangs in black, and he's about to attack. If it ain't rough, it ain't me.
Man, what you gonna do now?
The do not disturb sign is in effect. While I'm thinking of a food to select to give the victim the verdict. So for the verdict, the victim slamming my vocals on a desk with the rest. Then I kick them, tell them they're guilty, and peep out the bailiff. And get a new track of drums so I can play with percussion. Pumping it loud when I perform. Yo, you wanna play in my game? Put on a uniform. It ain't a rule in a book, you have to go by. Hey, cause when it comes to cheating, yo, you should know I put fear in their hearts, cause it's their hearts full of fear. Cause what you hear in your ear is something funky and clear. The Hulk was incredible, yo, but Rennie was super, but now I'm ruthless. A civilian and not a trooper but a soldier with the top ranking, giving dumb material, the hell with the ganking. So play like an airplane and just jet, and keep your blood pressure low, cause I'm a threat. Cause if not, I'm afraid of the show that you're a sucker and you're too nervous to go.
The mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make?
like spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point five.
All the time tip.
You're on point five.
All the time tip.
You're on point five.
All the time tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight was not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the rhyme, y'all. Check the rhyme.
The Boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optic presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. But off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Painting a picture to show everyone in the world. Thank you.
Hanging themselves.
Sure. You're not going to put me in a cell with one of those hard-meant, dangerous criminals, are you?
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll find you a safe cell. Hey, what are you in here for?
Just because I killed myself a pervert, a degenerate. I killed three of them before they caught me. I got one, and I broke his fingers. It squashed his head in a vice. And the second one, I got a three-pound chicken, and I stuffed it in his...
Get
out of here.
Maybe we
can
find you another cell.
Why? I like him. He's nice.
All right, you guys. This here is a peeping Tom. Any of you guys object to that sort of a crime?
Oh, no.
Looks like you needed the excitement, huh?
See?
Yeah, they got me in here for having sex with a girl under 18.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Is there, guys?
No. No, there's nothing like a couple 13-year-olds to play with.
I'm in here for exposing myself. Hark. There's nothing wrong with that, is there, fellas?
Oh, no, you were just giving them a treat. Yeah. Sounds like fun to me.
So they got me here for doing porno films. Now, y'all like to do porno films, wouldn't you?
We all like to be free enough to do porno films.
Can I get his autograph?
You know, as long as you're all letting it hang out. When I was a kid, I'd go to the fields, you know, and I'd make it with a sheep.
Oh, man, I'm sick.
Hey, you're sick. You got a problem.
Well, I guess everybody's done that at one time or another, right?
Just take it off, man! You're horrible! Get out of here!
Turn on those sad songs.
A waitress going to night school, but apparently not this quarter. She drives a 1980 Volkswagen, lives alone.
Nothing.
Long brown hair, brown eyes. 5'6".
Too tall. For us, anyway.
Oh, and the moment we've all been waiting for. 313 pounds.
313 pounds? Let me see that.
I would imagine that's fully clothed.
California, yeah.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California.
Where you at? Yeah. Throw it up, y'all. Throw it up. I can't see. That's your name, boy.
Alias.
Alias what?
Alias anything you please.
What do we call you?
Alias.
Hell, just call him Alias.
That's what I'd do.
Alias it is.
Thank you. look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window,
you know, New Year's is really depressing for me. It's really weird, but I have lost two friends on New Year's Eve. Last year it was this old boyfriend of mine, Terry. He was really sweet. He wanted to get married to me. Guess what?
What?
Murph and Nance got married.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. In Golden Gate Park on the 24th. It's really goofy.
Ash and the Punch?
I don't know. You know what? I've been thinking, Lance.
What?
I've been thinking we could have something like that.
Acid?
No. Have a ceremony like that.
Like what?
Like marriage. I was thinking we could have it on the top of Mount Tam at sunset, which would be really groovy for a Gemini and a Libra. We could write our own ceremony. Dave Freeland just got his papers from the Universal Life Church, so he could say the words. I could wear that white antique velvet dress that I have, and what do you think?
Wow.
Woo!
Oh, Jesus, a cop. Ow! Pull over.
Yes, sir.
Pull over there.
Can't find the plate.
Pull over now. Stop.
We're trying
to. Now.
What do you want me to do? Stop right here in the middle of the road? Don't you have any respect for the law?
Keep going.
What kind of law officer are you if you don't have respect for the law?
What's in your mouth?
Nothing.
Pull over, I'll shoot out your tire.
Go ahead. Why don't you shoot me, huh?
I said
kill
stop.
Maybe three, no. Four innocent people. No. Go ahead.
All right, cool.
Hold the window down.
Sorry to disappoint you, officer, but we're on the match.
Oh, yeah? What do we got here? Looks like a narcotic substance to me.
It's one lousy joint.
You're under arrest, friend.
Ah, come on, man. You got nothing better to do than hassle long hairs.
My life, friend. I love my work.
Will you take down his number?
Make it easy for you, lady. It's 54362. His name is Falfa. Officer Falfa. F-A-L-F-A.
I'm telling you, Lance, we got to get out of this city. We got to get married and get out of this city.
For sure.
You do? You do want to get married?
Bail me out, huh? We'll talk about it.
Somewhere along the lonely road, I have tried to find you.
Let's see. She deserves to know, but then she'll be mad at Dad. And she'll be hurt. Do I betray Dad without hearing his side of the story? What a dilemma. I wonder what Kelly's thinking.
Eeny, meeny, chilly, beeny, these spirits are about to speak.
Are they friendly spirits, Moinkle? Well, kids, did you find anything?
Kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
A really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game, we're the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
To us, and as you can see, we are joined by his attorney, Alan Sharp. And you know,
hold
a lot of things.
Hold it there, Brill Cream boy. Okay,
If you have any questions for my client, you direct those through me before you, Mr. Schiavone, distort the truth. Let me tell you how it really is, okay? It's my turn to talk, okay? Too hard for you? Mr. Patrick, Mr. Nick Patrick, has been an honest, hard-working official and referee at World Championship Wrestling. This man has given his all to the professionalism of this great sport.
That's right.
The other night, he was unfairly questioned in a highly controversial match between the Macho Man Randy Savage and Hollywood Hulk Hogan. All this controversy, it didn't have to happen. It really didn't, because of one person, and we know who that is. It was Chris Jericho.
Oh, give me
Earlier
a break.
Earlier this evening, Mr. Jericho, in a match, brutally and viciously attacked my client, further aggravating an injury that Macho Man Randy Savage had occurred and injured my client weeks earlier.
Uh-oh.
Chris Jericho is out here. Chris, you've heard what he just said.
Listen up. Everybody here knows it. Everybody watching at home knows it. Nick Patrick, there is absolutely nothing wrong with your neck.
Wait a minute.
On top of that, everyone also knows that you are a 100% paid employee of the New World Order.
Mr. Jericho, do you have problems with anger?
Listen, you little fly-by-night, you stay out of this. This has nothing to do with you.
Patrick,
don't touch
you
him, he'll
me the
sue
victory
you.
Against Six in Las Vegas,
and I will forget it. I will not forget it.
Take your hands off me. Did you ever have problems with playing with other children when you were young? Possible some professional counseling would be in order, Mr. Jericho.
Teddy Long is right. Teddy, what's going on here?
I've got one thing to say, okay? Let me say one thing right now to you, Mr. Patrick's attorney. Now, where I'm from, they call people like you scam artists, okay? Now, if you didn't have a degree, you'd probably be standing on the corner with a squeegee in your hand, begging for quarters to wash windows. Now, let me let you know another thing, okay? Nick Patrick is sandbagging, and you know it as well as I know it. Here's a young and upcoming star in WCW that Nick Patrick is trying to hold back.
You know, I can't even believe, Mr. Long, that you even had the gall or even the guts to question me in front of millions of people all over the world. You know what that's called? Let me put it in language that even you can understand.
What is it called?
It's called slander.
Oh, kill me.
Slander. Do you understand what slander means?
I smell lawsuits.
Yeah, I understand what slander means.
And people wonder why attorneys.
Slander.
Mr. Long,
are so despised.
You know what's going to happen?
There's not enough of them. Perfect example. Not enough of them.
Oh, no. It's an honorable profession. I have three uncles.
You're going to get pulp friction. Do you understand?
We're going to have to get out of this, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have more on Nitro.
I thought we were
going to
get
this time out. Sorry.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna chug a lug and shout. We're gonna stimulate some action. We're gonna get some satisfaction. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
Oh! After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna shake your tambourine.
After midnight, after midnight.
After midnight, soak up the peaches and cream.
After midnight, after midnight.
Don't cause talk and suspicion. We're gonna give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
Ah! After midnight, we're gonna lay it all hang down.
Thank you.
If you were to put a strange and interesting plant like this here in the window, then maybe...
Maybe what? Maybe what? Do you have any idea how ridiculous you sound? Just because you put a strange and interesting plant in the window, people don't suddenly...
Excuse me. I couldn't help noticing that strange and interesting plant. What is it?
It's an orchard, too.
I've never seen anything like it before.
No one has.
Where did you get it?
Well... You remember that total eclipse of the sun about a week ago?
Daddy!
I was walking in the wholesale flower district that day.
Daddy!
And I passed by this place where this old Chinese man... He sometimes sells me weird and exotic cuttings. Cause he knows, you see, that my strange plants are my hobby. He didn't have anything unusual there that day. So I was just about to, you know, walk on by. When suddenly, and without warning, there was this
total eclipse of the sun.
It got very dark, and there was this strange humming sound, like something from another world. And when the light came back, this weird plant was just sitting there. Just, you know, stuck in, among the zinnias. I could have sworn it hadn't been there before. But the old Chinese man sold it to me anyways. For $1.95.
Well, that's an unusual story and a fascinating plant. Oh, while I'm here, I might as well take $50 worth of roses.
$50?
Can you break 100?
100? No.
Well, then I'll just have to take twice as many, won't I?
Twice as many?
Twice as many?
Twice as many?
That plant in the window, it's simply amazing. That plant in the window, wherever you get it.
Look, there it is, Mark.
Oh my gosh, it's peculiar.
Look at the weirdo plant some more. It's just gonna get bigger and more interesting.
Much time, 'cause I'm
take me to the gallows floor. Yeah. The sands of time for me are running low.
Thank you. Your shimmer.